These are tales from my years as a resident in pediatrics. Most are from my internship, the first year of residency. Internship is most physicians' first experience of intense involvement with patients, as well as of taking on real responsibility for their welfare. Suddenly, the facts learned in order to pass tests in medical school become the facts that may change, or end, or save, a real person's life. The abrupt transition from needing to know in order to be right to needing to know in order to do right is unnerving, and likely to be neither acknowledged nor guided. These stories find me struggling in the midst of that critical shift. These early narratives have a rawness that mirror who I was then, a novice, emerging from the prolonged adolescence that higher education tends to enforce. I was relatively closed emotionally, trying still to be a good student or worker and not be overwhelmed by the physical and intellectual demands of the job. In some of the stories, I seem oddly distant, a quasi-neutral reporter of the encounters, whereas in others, I might well be described as over-involved. In these encounters, I am learning to pay attention to the truth of my patients' situations and needs as they know them to be. I am becoming someone who listens. I had to. The children and their parents were knocking, loudly and insistently, at the doors of both my brain and my heart. They woke me up. When I left Baltimore in 1976, I was not the same person who arrived in 1973. I had become a doctor, one who attends the sick.